The Dialect of Hawcross, Staffordshire. Mr. J. Tunnicliffe, aged 68, retired maltster. Recorded by Stanley Ellis on the 4th of January, 1955.
What are you doing from then? Well, I got to take care of a woman. I stopped there for 12 months. Mm-hmm. Well, there and plant treading in the wood. I went there spring a bit. Mm-hmm. Got a bob a D. Doing well then. And then I went out on a farm, go see it. Oh, I think I went on the 12th. Well, no, I didn't. I went on the 29th of May. And I got stopped till Christmas Day for 50 bob. And I thought I was made when I get my 10 sovereigns in April, I'll tell you. I think from the time I went there on the 29th, I never had a blooming penny nor a halfpenny till Christmas unless somebody happened to give me one. They were saying another then, not a penny nor a halfpenny. Unless you'd, well, they wonder much where I were, only work, to get any surplus pennies. Of course, if somebody getting you eating, that was a fairly slot. In your own torch, you know. Got two of them, you were well made.
What had you used to do with them?
Well, I'll tell you what I used to do with mine. I used to buy some. Well, I left school, I got eight. Well, I don't know whether I made one or two sometimes and sent the shop. Oh, yes, but some bags they call Ogden's Tabs. This little shop was there, the woman kept. And they were Ogden's Tabs, they were five in a packet and some little elders to them. And they'd pinch you one, they'd have plenty of packets, you know. And they'd break one and pack you off with two and a half for eightpenny. So I used to sneak off somewhere out of the village and have a jolly good smoke. More interesting to us lads than toughies, a lot getting a couple of fags for eightpenny. I had Mother Sneed's, I bought many ape of the fags there. Ogden Stabs. More or less, I carried on with that till I was 18. You know, one place or another. And then I went on state arrangement. On state. Working on the state. Rangemore, I went. Making up like a ground. A lot of work come out. For there. Well, it'll be for them there. Baileys, Lord, well, I don't know what they call them now. Lady Burton, that was Lady Burton's daughters. Married a Scotchman. They had some children, made a big pleasure ground. Cost a lot of money, but a lot of work. It was just a time like, you know, when anybody could get on a bit. And I kept thinking about like labouring for a good while. And when times went bad, do a bit more farming. Mm. Well, I mean, see, like, you want to share a labourer's job there. Many men out of work as they wore in.
And what was the average labourer's weekly wage?
Oh, well, it just depends, but... Same as the bush here, and they said, loads of the manor, they were 15 bob. Not 15 bob, I've to go out in that. And they never altered from 15, not at them places, not to 19, 14. Never. Still, Manels, that was 16 bob. And Bob Moore there. In Range Moore, that used to be up to 18. That was a bit more. Brewery owners, it was Bassies. They brought it up a little bit nearer level with the brewery ways. That was only 18 bob there. If you went brewery, it was just saying 18 bob. Not much wage.